Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. The Needs in Australia. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 29, 1897. Previously unpublished. I desire that the book Christian Education shall be turned over to me. I have more matter on this subject to connect with it. I need every facility that I can obtain through the publication of my books to invest in the work in this missionary field. I have written several times upon this point, but have received unsatisfactory answers. I write now that I may understand definitely in reference to this book. I can send the manuscript to be published, in addition to the book, when I know upon what terms it will be given me. A little book has appeared without anything being said to me in reference to it. I wish now to compile the additional matter as soon as I can get help in this work. I shall need every dollar and every penny to use in the educational interests in this country. I wish to give many the privilege of attending the school, and this I cannot now do. There are promising subjects here who are longing for an education, but their circumstances are such that they cannot obtain it, and I cannot do that which conscience and reason tells me that I should do. I wish you to consider this matter at once, and let me know without delay what can be done. I want means to help in our camp meetings, but I dare not pledge until I can see that there is some way out of the difficulty. I have hired £1,000 from Sister Wessels, for which I am responsible. She gives the interest on this first year, for which I thank her and the Lord. I wish to set before you my situation. My place in Healdsburg was mortgaged for $1,200. Brother Leninger's place also was mortgaged for several hundreds. All would have been lost had I not come forward and paid the mortgage. Money was drawn from the Pacific Press, and this leaves me in debt there. Mrs. Scott was indebted to me for $1,000, and I could get neither principal nor interest. She was making trouble, or threatening to do so, for the gifts she had freely made, on the home boarding building in Healdsburg of $5,000. She also made a gift of a piano of considerable value. The trouble she threatened to make was dreaded, and a proposition was made to me to turn that $1,000 into the Healdsburg School for shares and square the bill. I do not feel that my brethren in California should allow me to stand under these losses when I am carrying heavy responsibilities here. Besides the £1,000 borrowed, I am carrying £200 more and paying 5% interest on it. This has been running 3 years. My debts are not paid in America, and yet I am donating to every meeting house, educating students, and responding to every call made at camp meetings. 1 year ago, last April, a Bible Institute was held here. In order to get to the meeting persons whom we knew needed help, I boarded them freely and paid their expenses to and from the meeting. I am carrying several students this term of school, else they would not have come. But their circumstances are such that they must be helped. For two of these students, I am assured I shall receive an equivalent in fruit and trees for my orange orchard. Next term, I want to help several young people to have the advantage of the school. I have loaned the New South Wales Conference £100 since 1895, supposed to be without interest. But as I am paying interest on £200 besides the £1,000 hired from Sister Wessels, I shall have to have interest on the £100. You see how I stand. Nothing could have been done in erecting a school here had I not solicited the £1,000. Now Gage presents a bill to Willie of $125 for a cookbook for me to pay. Another bill charged to me is for health foods for the health home. I loaned Brother Simmons $138 to help him to get a start in opening the home, but no returns have been made to me. Now a bill comes in for $100 charged to Sister White for health foods, a bill in which I had no voice. Thus, you see, slice after slice is cut away from the little I possess, thus tying my hands and handicapping me. Brother Harper loaned me £1,000, which was called for in 1 year. Had I known this was to be so, before the order came, I would not have accepted it, unless for a longer time. This amount has been invested to supply the necessities of the work at that time, and 1 year after, the money was promptly drawn by him from my funds in the Pacific Press.
If anyone supposes that Sister White is laying up money in this far-off missionary field, they had better come and share with her the laying up of the money. Brother Haskell loaned me all he possessed, $1,000, and later, $500 more. This has all been used to carry forward the work. He needs this money himself, but I have nothing with which to pay him. I depend on my forthcoming book to help me to cancel some of these debts. Elder Haskell needs his means, but he would not tell me so, because he considers the situation in which I am placed. Then there are the poor to be helped, else they would be distressed and homeless. The poor, said Christ, ye have always with you. Matthew 26, verse 11.